Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 56 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. And with me to my right, as always, is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle underscore Vasudev, the number one on Twitter. And to my left is Varun Alvaconda, once again in his Pro Sports Pakistan 99 jersey, while I don my Indian jersey. Varun, how was your experience in the previous episode? What was your debut like? What are the feelings? And Once you tell me that, I'll go forward with the topic.
Yeah, that was all right, actually, I think. Yeah, it went better than I expected. I think we started off on a good one, I think.
Yeah, I think you did all right until that Jaminda Vaas pick, I think. Otherwise, you were pretty solid. But anyway, the title for this particular podcast of Crick Picks, or episode of the Crick Picks podcast, is a very fascinating one. It was my idea. I purposely kicked Jared out of it so that we could record it, because the topic, or the task at hand, is to pick the top 15 cricketers that Jared Kimber is obsessed with. Now, all three of us have been working with him for, varying times. I think it's been nearly 2 years for me, 1.5 probably for Estelle, and a year for Varun. And having interacted with Jared, or, doing that pretty much every day and recording all of these podcasts and writing for him, I think all of us have a decent idea of all of those golden oldies that Jared is obsessed with. So this is going to be a very, very fun exercise. And Varun, you have first pick.
This is going to be a bit of a rogue pick. I'm going Bryce McGain.
Oh my God, that is so rogue. He has gone very high in this. I know that Jared is obsessed with Bryce McGain and his entire story of how,
I don't even know how to spell his name.
He struggled hard and he was a club cricketer, and then finally he played a test match for Australia, all of that stuff. But you've picked him up very high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I think I did is because in my research, I found out like a decade ago, he did a piece on him and said he's one of his favorite cricketers. So I was like, and it's a very Jared Kimber kind of cricketer, right? Yeah. Going for Bryce McGain. So yeah, absolutely. I had to go. This is one of those podcasts you have to go a bit rogue, I think. I could go a bit more safe, but let's go rogue.
And sure. correct me if I'm wrong, but Bryce McGain is a wrist spinner, right? Or is he not? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he played for Australia at the age of 36, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. We did a footmarks on Australia's history of spin bowling post-Warne, and Bryce McGain featured. And I mean, Jared is undoubtedly obsessed with Bryce McGain, but I still think you've picked him touch too soon. All right. So I'm going to continue the leg spin trend, and I'm going to give you the most obvious answer for first pick. Aubrey Faulkner. That is like, I don't know if you guys are on the Discord channel, but someone created a Jared Kimber bingo card, and one of those things was Aubrey Faulkner. Once, I remember, I was on some other show, and I wasn't sure who the greatest leg spin bowling all-rounder in Test cricket was, and Jared texted me on WhatsApp that it's Aubrey Faulkner, I expect you to know this. And I was like, oh, damn. And I mean, he has a very fascinating story. I mean, we all know how obsessed Jared is with the whole plot of how South Africa defeated England for the first time in Test cricket, and how they had those four leg spin bowlers, and Aubrey Faulkner was at the helm of it. Bernard Bosanke taught the googly, or the wrong gun, to Reggie Schwartz, I think, at Middlesex. And then Schwartz taught it to all of those other South African bowlers, one of whom was Aubrey Faulkner. He averages 40 with the bat and 26.5 with the ball in Test cricket. Played 25 Test matches. His career was cut short by the war. He had to go serve in Egypt and Palestine and places like those. And then he had an abusive childhood. His wife left him, ultimately became a coach, gave a lot to cricket even after retiring. And then he killed himself. So it is a very, very fascinating story. And yes, in the words of Jared Kimber, the best leg spin bowling all-rounder in Test history. Aubrey Faulkner is my pick.
I actually had him, but I didn't have him this high. Actually, I'm very surprised that I get to pick the two people who immediately came to mind.
There's one very obvious one, right? This. One extremely obvious one.
Before I give the names, I should say that, like, full disclosure, I've had help with this because I couldn't go past two names. So I have got help from Mukul and Cheyenne to make this list. I've got like suggestions from them. And also, Behram and Varun work a lot closer to, like, they work closely with Jared a lot more than I do. So they do have an advantage in that way. So I've got bit of help, right?
He's picked Bryce McGain as his first pick, so we can all judge him. He's pulled off a Dilhara Fernando, I feel, over here. But Jared would be a better
cricketer. Because I've never heard Jared say that name. So, I mean.
Okay. Well, we've got two leg spinners already.
I'll go with WG Grace as the first pick. Jared is for certain obsessed with him because I think he's been in the last three or four Crick picks alone, right? And I remember he was in some of the earlier ones for the Moustaches and like Biggest Scoundrels in Cricket. And, you know, topics like that as well. So I think he's one of a lot
better than the numbers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, better than the numbers. Yeah, he's there in that as well.
Just like Jasprit Bumrah, he's been one of those consistent picks in cricket picks as well. Yeah. So I think it's fair enough to say that Jared kind of is obsessed with him.
Oh, no, no, no. It's a very safe first pick. I just wanted to pick Aubrey Faulkner. Otherwise, I do think that W.G. Grace should have been the first pick. Once I called him Will Grace and he completely crapped his pants and he said, I cannot believe you've called him Will Grace. And I obviously never made that mistake again. But things that Jared would have said over here would have been that he was also a doctor. He was one of the biggest scoundrels in cricket. He would have told the story where he ran out the English all-rounder. Australian all-rounder in, you know, that first Ashes test or whatever, which was very Alex Carey-esque. And also the fact that he once stole another cricketer who was playing for Australia to go play at the Oval. He's got gates named after him. And
pretty sure that's called kidnapping.
He also preferred amateur cricket to professional cricket because he would make more money over there and people would just pay more money to watch W.G. Grace bat. And lastly, of course, the fact that in his era, he was averaging 37 where everyone was averaging like 22. So he was in fact, or is in fact, one of the greatest batters of all time. It's just that you have to adjust the numbers as per the era to see that. So yeah, I mean, very, very safe pick.
Yep. So I'll go. My second one will be Jack Iverson.
Yeah, of course. He's our logo.
I mean, what more can I say, right? And that's why I was so happy you guys went to different answers because I didn't have many answers. Jack Iverson, for those who don't know, his grip is the Good Areas logo.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's not much beyond that I can say about the obsession, right?
Well, Jack Iverson actually was the original Ajanta Mendis. He would bowl the carom ball. And that's, I think, the one thing that really fascinates Jared, that it was Jack Iverson. And then we lost that art for the longest time. And then it came back. But yeah, he's our logo. So it's very safe. Okay, does that mean that I have another pick?
Yep.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting, right? Because now I have so many names in my head. And I think I'm going to go with another really obvious one and steal this off Varun's plate because I know he's going here next. And I'm going to pick Benny Howell. Jared is absolutely obsessed with Benny Howell to the point when he's mentioned in a podcast, we're talking about Benny Howell for 10 minutes. And I have to like nudge him, we're talking about a completely random test match over here. You cannot go off on a rant about Benny Howell. And I think what fascinates Jared most about Benny Howell is his unique skill set as a cricketer. Like, what is he? Is he a seamer? Is he a spinner? Is he a slow ball bowler? We just don't know what Benny Howell is. And he truly is one of a kind in many ways, especially in the T20 circuit these days. And I think he's also underappreciated, also can bat quite well and can hit those balls a fair distance. So yes, I think he's gone a bit too late over here. I actually expected Benny Howell to go in the top three.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was between him and Iverson for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Varun, you've got two picks now, so choose wisely.
Oh, for the love of God, okay. I could either go completely rogue again or a bit more safe. I think after the repeat, I'm going to go slightly safer. I don't know if he's going too early. I'm going Neil Wagner.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
He coined the term Wagnerverse, right? Because of the bouncer bowling and all of that stuff. And I mean, not to give away too many spoilers, but, you know, Jared might be speaking to Neil Wagner soon enough. Maybe this podcast is out later. I don't know. But he is someone who Jared has spent many hours of his life talking about. That's for certain.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so...
Okay, my second pick, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, let's see this.
There are plenty of options for you on the table right now.
That's why I'm like, I don't know, but there's so many rogue ones you could go for.
Okay, so I'm going to go for the rogue ones and leave the safe ones for me.
Okay, you know what? We could do that, actually. You know, I'm going with Joe Garner, I think. From what I've seen with Jared, he absolutely loves Joe Garner.
Yep.
And I completely agree with him. He's probably the greatest ODI bowler ever. And then he's a completely underrated test bowler, because mainly because of his first change, being a first change bowler. Yep. And where most of the best fast bowlers we know are new ball bowlers, right?
A test happens when you're asleep. Where do you find the best match report? A cricketer's backstory is meticulously crafted by a great writer. But it's a day you're not on social media, and so you miss out. We all do this. It becomes almost a full-time job to follow the sport you love. But there is a solution. The Emailer Best of Cricket can tell you what the main stories are and the best articles every single day. And when they can't find them, they even write their own. Now, instead of trudging through Twitter or Blue Sky, you can just wait for the Best of Cricket to email or WhatsApp the greatest cricket stories straight to you. Subscribe to Best of Cricket today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And we did the, you know, eras thing for ODI cricket, and Joel Garner is a complete anomaly, which I think is what fascinates Jared the most. His economy rate is another thing that fascinates him. And yeah, him and Kirtley always somehow feature in Jared's work one way or another, I feel. But yeah, Big Bird, good one. I did have him in my longer list, but there are quite a few cricketers that I would go for ahead of him. It's the really obscure ones that Jared loves, right? That's where I'm headed. Okay, so it is my turn, right? Pick number three for me is going to be Seymour Clarke. He was a wicketkeeper who has played 5 first-class games. He has 0 runs, guys. 0. He was someone who was never supposed to play cricket. And then one random day, someone asked him to keep wicket. And he was a natural keeper of otherworldly ability. Once we did like greatest wicketkeepers of all time, and Jared, the only reason he didn't pick Seymour Clarke was because he's never played a test match. And this guy could not hold a bat. It's just that he could keep better than anyone else in that particular era. And I reckon he was English as well. So I know that you guys wouldn't have had Seymour Clarke over here, but the amount of times he's told us this story, Estelle, you should know this. He's brought this up on Crick Picks. Someone who Jared respects a fuck ton solely based on his wicket-keeping ability because he was like a freakishly good wicket-keeper. So this is like what this podcast is all about. So we get to talk about Seymour Clarke.
Yeah, that's one of those like the weird ones, right? That for one tiny reason Jared really likes.
Once we're done with this podcast, we should send him the list and he should tell us who wins this.
Okay, I've got two. I don't know if we've mentioned this person a lot, but I know I heard of her for the first time, her name for the first time from Jared, right?
Yep.
Betty Snowball.
Yeah. he loves that name.
I mean, I don't know anything much about her, but her name is the thing that first like came into my head when we were when I was thinking about this. So I played for England in 1920s or 30s, I think. Has played 10 women's tests, 613 runs. But I remember that Jared really likes the name because it's a very fun name, isn't it? Snowball.
Yeah.
So she will be my third pick.
It's not just Betty Snowball. There's another female cricketer who he loves the name of.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either. Yeah. He loves that one more, actually. We'll ask him later.
Okay, my fourth pick, Jim Fort.
Yes, he was on my list.
Ah, of course.
Jim Fort has that serial killer
a
face.
A weird-looking guy, right?
With the serial killer glasses. And this is the guy who was known for his fielding, wasn't
fielding,
he?
Fielding, yeah. I don't think he played international cricket. He didn't, right?
Nope, he did not.
He hasn't played international cricket, but he was very well known as a really good fielder.
Yes, so I don't remember if it was Glamorgan or Gloucester. It was one of those two counties where he spent an eternity playing,
averaging Gloucester.
I think he averaged less than 20 with the bat, and he wasn't a bowler either. So he was team purely on his fielding ability. And in the near 2 years that I've worked with Jared, Jim Fort has come up like 10 times. So
in
I'm really
everything.
Happy. I'm really happy that you've gone for him because I had him high on my list. It's just that I knew that you guys would not remember Seymour Clarke. And he had to go as well.
Yeah, he was the one I think we spoke about a lot during the I think it was the hairstyles quick picks where he really does. I mean, if you guys haven't seen him, just Google Jim Fort because like he really does look like those 80s, you know, the documentaries about serial killers. He looks like one of them.
He looks like Ted Bundy.
So that was basically. He does. And like again, that quirk where he didn't do much of the bat, didn't bowl, but he was in the team for his fielding, right?
Okay, so that means it's my turn again. The worrying part over here is that there are three names in my head that have to, absolutely have to go, and I can only pick two of them. I am going to trust Varun to pick one of them because he's also been obsessed about that cricketer. Yeah, that's a cricketer that Varun has done some work on, and I have done some work on, and Jared has been telling us since forever. But I'm going to go for one that I think you guys would not know about. My fourth pick is Warwick Armstrong. He was an Australian captain in the early 1900s. Okay. And he's the one who kind of, you know, made that team into the aggressive, asshole-y team that it remained for the next century. He was the one who kind of, you know, integrated that sort of mindset and playing style and general style of verbiage and abuse and sledging. He's the father of Australian sledging, Warwick Armstrong. And Jared has mentioned him quite a few times, even on Crick Picks, I feel. The only reason I've gone for him is because I trust Varun to pick at least one of the two guys that I have in my head.
Don't okay. do it, Varun. Don't
no
do
pressure.
It.
All right. Hopefully. I'm going with OG of attacking cricket. I'm going Victor Trumper.
Yeah, thank God. Picks. Thank yeah. God you've gone with him.
Yeah, he was one of them, right? Yeah,
yeah. He was.
Yeah, I think it had to be. I think, yeah, definitely. I think it's one of those names I heard on one of these podcasts and I was like, who is this guy? Then you look into his record and like you get obsessed with his record as well. Mm. Because like Victor Trumper was kind of like, off. I believe leg side play wasn't a big deal during his era. And Victor Trumper just found that out and was like, everything that was in the offside, he just used to hit it to the leg and just made a lot of runs. And also, according to Jared, he was the better batter on wet wickets than Sir Don Bradman.
Okay.
I mean, that's a very good. And he used to wet his wickets and let it dry in the hot sun to practice on them.
Wow.
Right. And he used to ask the bowlers to just bang it in short. That is extremely dangerous. it's an extremely psychotic thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, no. Yeah, Victor Trump.
One of the most attacking cricketers we've ever seen, easily.
And I think what bothers Jared the most in all of this is that we actually don't know what his strike rate was. So we know that he was far ahead of his time and one of the OG attacking cricketers, but we don't know how much did he attack exactly.
Yeah.
But there are tons of stories.
So from the data we have, his strike rate as an opener was like 77, 78.
In that era.
But I think we're missing a good chunk of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad you've gone for Victor Trumper because, of course, he deserved to be on this list. And I had a feeling you would because you've recently done the old-timey 11 footmarks and Victor Trumper featured in that.
Yeah. That's the reason I'd know him, right?
Finish up then.
I'm going with the
I think I'm going with a leg spinner. I believe Jared absolutely loves and adores. He said that he's the leg spinner that made him fall in love with it. I'm going with Mushtaq Ahmed.
Yes. He's talked about Mushtaq plenty of times and how he would kind of imitate Mushtaq Ahmed's action as well. So yes, that's a very safe pick. Yeah. Plus you're wearing not Mushtaq's jersey, but you're wearing a Pakistan jersey. So that's a nice one.
Similar.
There's another Pakistan cricketer actually that Jared is absolutely obsessed with. But
is he like spinner as well, right?
I'm going to hope that Estelle picks him because I've got to pick this one dude as my last pick. Mm-hmm. He has to go. It's the Baron. Larry Constantine. Jared Kimber loves Constantine.
I had him as well.
Yeah. He is like the Dre Russ before Dre Russ or the Dre Russ of old because he was an electric fielder. He was a very rapid bowler, like blistering pace. And, you know, he was the sort of batter who would just come out there and whack it, right? His numbers don't do him justice. He also featured in the previous or the Crick Picks before the previous one, the better than the numbers one. And he was a part of that West Indian team that defeated England for the first time. He's someone who was also, you know, studying law and later went on to become a statesman, like an ambassador or high commissioner of Trinidad and Tobago in London. And he did a lot for the game, even outside the field in terms of building relationships between West Indies and England. And, you know, as a cricketer, he was just like one of those visceral cricketers that you had to experience. And there was this one tour of England where the West Indies didn't win much, but there was this game versus Middlesex at Lord's where in 1 hour, Larry Constantine just went berserk, right? So that's a story that Jared always likes to tell. And now let's see if Estelle can guess the Pakistan cricketer that I'm thinking about. Even if she doesn't, I'll mention that dude in the honorable mentions. But I'm quite happy and satisfied with my picks.
This is brought to you by Cricket 8. They are a new player in the game trying to educate fans on what is really happening in cricket. We have a partnership with them where we host live watch-alongs, do podcasts and write articles. If you want to know what is really happening with our game, visit cricket8.com.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. I've got two other players who I also think he kind of talks about a lot.
Okay.
But I will go with, should I go with the Pakistan one?
I don't know. Go with what you feel like. This is, you have autonomy over your picks, Estelle. Don't let me kind of veer you away from your path.
No, the thing is, there's one player who I feel like he's more obsessed with his performance in one particular tournament.
Yes.
Versus like whether he's obsessed with the player himself. So I'll go with the safer bet in Imran.
Interesting. That's not the player that I was thinking about.
Not the thing.
You're thinking about the Niggy, right, Behram?
I'm thinking about the OG fast bowler. Jared is absolutely obsessed with that guy.
Okay. I don't know if he's that obsessed with him.
He is obsessed with his hair, but he's also obsessed with Imran because he can't stop talking about him. So
So he does mention Imran in a lot. To be fair, though, it's like if we had picked Don Bradman, of course he features in a lot of conversations because he's Don Bradman, right? Hmm. So I think Imran's a bit of that, but also, you know, the hair, the style, the kind of impact and all of that. So yeah, I'll go with that as my final pick.
The stat that Jared always or never fails to mention.
That 10-year thing, right?
Is the 10-year thing. 81 to 91, Imran batted at an average of over 50 and took wickets at an average of less than 20. And that was 51 test matches. So quite a sizable
Thanks, Cheyenne, for that.
Yeah. Anyway, finish it up, Estelle. Let's do this.
Okay, we're done. That's it.
Oh, that was your final pick.
Yeah, that's my final pick.
So in honorable mentions, I feel like Fazal Mahmood was one. Because Jared was is still obsessed with his Brill Cream hair and how, you know, in his era, Fazal Mahmood was the reason why Pakistan were winning games of Test cricket. So he's someone he's spoken a lot about. I think the other player that you were thinking about was Lance Klusener.
Yep.
Yeah, because Jared I think he considers Klusener 99 to be the greatest World Cup campaign by an individual cricketer of all time. I think I'm quite right when I say that.
What about Roy Gilchrist? He mentions him a lot as well.
The weird action of Roy Gilchrist and how you don't get a lot of those bowlers. Also, what's the guy? James Blackham? John Blackham?
Something
like that. Something Blackham.
I was also thinking of Sobers.
Yes.
Yeah, Sobers.
I mean, he is obsessed with Sobers as well. George Headley might be another one.
An extremely recency bias pick. I would have said Bumrah. I've been here for like 9 months, and he's done it for I've been part of like 4 videos in 9 months already. So
I think Bumrah.
But again, it's like
pick.
Bumrah is the player, right? Right now, so
everyone is obsessed with Bumrah. Yeah. So it's not just Jared, right? It only makes sense that at Good Areas we cover him a lot because he is otherworldly and an absolute enigma right now. But yeah, who else can I think of? I think he's like also obsessed with Glenn Turner, the New Zealand opener, right? And how he chose not to play for New Zealand for like 6 years and focused on county cricket.
Wasn't he also obsessed with the other one, Mark Richardson? Was that the other New Zealand opener?
He did a video on him, right?
He's best buds with Jeremy Coney. So that's another cricketer that he often mentions. Martin Crowe. Jared loves Martin Crowe.
Martin Crowe, so, course.
He could have
gone.
I
had him in my list, I think.
I had him in my list as well, but like Leary was right there staring at me in my face. And I was like, okay, if he's Basil picked Trumper.
Basil D'Oliveira as well,
Basil
D'Oliveira. I hear disowned as if Trumper and Leary weren't in this list.
Basil D'Oliveira is there, and as is Bernard Bosanquet, right? The inventor or father of the Rongan. So that's another cricketer that Jared was obsessed with. Reggie Schwartz, right? Jewish cricketer who was another, one quarter of that four leg spinners of the apocalypse of South Africa. So Reggie Schwartz is another one that he loves. Who was the cricketer who jumped out of a window because he was sleeping with a famous Pakistan actress? I can't remember the name.
I still don't know. I always wanted to know who that was.
Oh, Carson Gavri, left arm quick from India. Jared loves Carson Gavri. Right. I had never heard of Carson Gavri. I would have probably died without knowing about Carson Gavri. And Jared, like one of our first few shows together, he mentioned him. And very recently he mentioned him.
Oh, we could have also said Afridi.
Yes, could have said Afridi as well, because Jared has been a fan. Who else? Who else?
Curtis Camphor.
Yeah, maybe.
For a while. That was like a time.
I think in the IPL he was obsessed with Sai Sudarshan's standard deviation.
Yes, but that was like for a minute. He doesn't
fleeting.
Continually
yeah,
talk
fleeting.
About Sai Sudarshan, right? I mean, I'm sure we've missed plenty over here because...
Yeah.
Didn't you
yeah.
say like in one of our lives he was a Jesse Ryder super fan?
Yes, apparently he is a Jesse Ryder super fan as well.
Yeah.
And who else can I think of? Neil Harvey? Talks about Neil Harvey a lot.
Neil Harvey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's another one. Old bowlers. Let me think.
Vinu Mankad.
Yes, Vinu Mankad.
Mankad's a good one. Mankad's a really good one. 100%.
We've done a footmarks on him. Anyone that we've done a footmarks on is someone that Jared has obsessed about. But top 15 is harder because you've got to go for the ones that he talks about a lot and mentions every now and then. Carson Gavri actually is a really good one because I think no one knows about him. I would have never known about him. I didn't even know how to spell his name. I had to like try a few iterations when Jared told me about him. Indian left arm quick back in the day. Yada, yada, yada. But that man is an absolute encyclopedia. So even though we've gone through all of these honorable mentions, I can bet you guys that we've missed like 20.
Yeah.
So anyway, if we can go through each person's list. Varun, you were saying something.
Let me
finish your thought.
No, it's fine. Okay. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Varun picked Bryce McGain, Neil Wagner, Joel Garner, Victor Trumper, and Mushtaq Ahmed. Vedram picked Aubrey Faulkner, Benny Howell, Seymour Clark, Warwick Armstrong, and Leary Constantine. Estelle picked WG Grace, Jack Iverson, Betty Snowball, Jim Ford, and Imran Khan.
That's a pretty solid list, man. I think all I've got this right. one. You've got Imran, but you've got WG as well, actually. Yeah, I don't know. I've got Aubrey Faulkner, man. He's on the bingo
card.
And
Snowball.
Yeah, Betty Snowball is also there. Anyway, you guys let us know all the names that we've missed out over here that Jared Kimber can't shut up about. So that goes in the comments. And also let us know who wins this one. Because I don't know. It really is subjective. It's not like we were going for a certain type of cricketer. We were just going for cricketers.
I think actually Jared would be able to tell us who won this
one. I think Jared will be the one who kind of decides this. But you guys, you know, chime in. Let us know in the comment section below. And yeah, that pretty much wraps up this extremely entertaining episode of the Crick Picks podcast. Just a quick reminder, you guys can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. We'll see you next week with another Crick Picks podcast. Maybe Jared will be back. Maybe we'll continue to have Varun on. Maybe we'll have another surprise guest. We don't really know what we're doing right now. It's all just happening on a whim. But anyway, thank you guys for participating. And yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite Crick Picks podcasts because it's just one of those topics. Anyway, see you guys soon enough, next week to be exact, with another Crick Picks podcast. And that's all for now, man. Have a good week and we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bairam Kazi and Estelle Vassadevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.